Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my beautiful hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. I'll be the first to admit that I have chosen some really interesting people to teach me about me. Kick back in your chair and think about all your interesting teachers. It's definitely worth the kickback. Think about all those wonderful, not so wonderful, strange and psychedelic personalities that you voluntarily chose to teach you about you. It is a fascinating thought when you think about it. What if we all decided to entertain the lesson from each one of those personalities that we voluntarily chose to invite into our life? Remember, we chose them. We said yes to the connection. This personality contemplation is not just about your former romantic relationships. It includes all of your connections, such as family, co-workers, neighbors, friends, children, and strangers. I've mentioned before about a long-term relationship I once had where I was just downright miserable. Now, I do not believe for one second that he wasn't completely miserable with me, too. Are you kidding me? I get it. I get the reason why our souls had to mate up for as long as they did, and I also get why they had to disconnect. I've also mentioned in a previous daily message that I've been married twice in my early 20s, and I understand those connections as well. I also understand that I really did not need to get married in order to learn the lessons, but I did. Oh, the hindsight. I challenge each and every one of you to look at all your relationships and grab the lesson that will teach you more about you through them. What about the dramatic coworker? What about the challenging parent? What about the difficult child? What about the loud and nosy neighbor? What about that bizarre stranger? And what about the chaotic friend? What about the angry ex? And what about the lying spouse? What about them? Turn the experience around to you, and what did it teach you about you? The all-inclusive answer does not work here, meaning if you say, well, I learned to never trust men, that's an all-inclusive answer and certainly is not fair to all men. The question remains, what did you learn about you through that person? The question is about you, not them. If you learned something, you should always be a better person for it. If you didn't learn, you could be less of who you should be, and it's not their fault because you still get to choose who you will be as a result. I've had many colorful personalities come in and out of my life over 45 years, and I am grateful for each and every one of them. Considering what I learned, I would not give back one single connection. I would do it all again to be and know who I am today. Through all those bumps and bruises along my spiritual progression path, I have learned how to love, revere God, be bold in the name of Jesus, show respect, embrace confidence, reveal my nature, seek adventure, forgive completely, ask for forgiveness, take a chance, try something new, become healthier, respect authority, take responsibility, self-discipline, self-correct, self-monitor, type faster, walk slower, listen more, talk less, handle money appropriately, live alone, be independent, show up, trust, remain patient, have fun, use my intuition, break the silence, get the chip off my shoulder, tame my ego, tell the truth, live my dream, be a good sport, get organized, share my life, show compassion, play nice, be gentle, let go, release guilt, laugh more, get involved, stand up for myself, defend the defenseless, be benevolent, show kindness, smile and mean it, work hard, play more, confront a fear, be thankful, say thank you, trust myself, make a commitment, ask for help, calm my spirit, stand up straight, work alone, be a better mother, be a better daughter, be a better sister, be a better cousin, be a better aunt, be a better friend, be a better soulmate. Naturally, there is so much more I could list and so much more to improve upon what I've already learned. Thinking about this list, in my mind and heart, I have matched one person to each lesson I listed. And believe me, some of those lessons were not pretty as I was learning them. It hurt and it hurt bad. Now I sit here in wonderful and appreciative agape mode that I chose so many interesting and colorful personalities to show me who I was, who I am, and who I choose to become. In Cherokee, until we meet again, Dainada, Gohaya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.